Yeah, so we saw last time that very often people blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the lack of successes. Even they don't think that they're blaming Hashem, but they say, I just need a little more Siyat HaShemayim. They're basically saying, Hashem is not giving them enough. But he said that the secret to Siyat HaShemayim is, if a person does his maximum, then Hashem sends him over his maximum, gives him extra purpose. The person doesn't do his maximum, he sits around and waiting for Hashem to do it for him, doesn't happen. See the amazing thing how, you know, he's really surrounded by such unbelievable purpose. But also, it wasn't something one shot they did. They worked little by little. And what became originally Lamala Min HaTeva, then after a while it became Teva. Became the way they behaved. And then they went one step up. And that became normal. And another step up. Because if you don't do it in steps, then it doesn't have no key. First it jumps from 0 to 100. In one day, maybe it's the car that does it, but people don't do it. People's gradual steps. Because if you do too much, then you get crushed under the load. You can't handle it. If you do something to your maximum, even though you have to put extra effort into it, but you do it within your koyches, then Hashem gives you more koyches. And then with the time, it becomes natural, and becomes easy. Then that's the time to go to the next step. Says Maseches Makis, by Yehudis Gimel over there. In the Torah, and Avim, Exudim, Bederach Shodim, Rosh Yilelech, Malich, and Moisim. One of the most important Gemaras in Shas for a person's behavior. It takes away a lot of the excuses in life also. The way a person wants to go, that's the way Hashem will guide you. And the Torah says, L'Telech Yimoy, first Hashem told Bilam, isn't that amazing? We're a week ahead of time. So we're going too slow. Yeah, close to the pasuk. Yeah. So Bilam, yeah, 2 weeks ahead of time. Yeah. I'll go put it. So, Bilam, Hashem said, don't go, and he said, I want to go. And he said, okay, go. You see that Hashem takes into account the rotzin of the person. And if you, The person has a mahalach of leitzim, and Hashem gives him this mahalach of leitzonis. And the person who has a nov, he gives chayim, something about him to his mahalach. Yeah, we're not going to get involved exactly in each one of these psukim, but that's what the Gemara is saying. That either way a person wants to go, some of these are, he was stubborn that he wanted to go in a certain halacha, that was his destruction. But if he wants it, Hashem has such an anhoga, it takes that into account. Everybody has some inner rotzen that causes him, that guides his behavior. And Kamavan, our goal in life is to make that inner rotzen desire the right things, not the wrong things. Hashem guides us by what we want. You have people, it's called impulsive. They suddenly get out, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. And they're never successful in anything they do. And their time is, Hashem says, that's his coming to Afuke. That's not a rotten people. In fact, as soon as he hears the Muslim shmos, he gets all excited and then decides to save the world the next day. That's not even a rotzen. That's an emotional flicker. A rotzen is something that a person emits as a deep desire. The emes to do something one way or the other, that thing Hashem will give us the siyata shemayim for. Yishka makum litzayis, all the mitzvot pulu matzliach bo. A person successful in something he did. So he has a proof, say he did the right, Hashem loves him. He's made a business deal and went through and made $1 million. I'm Hashem's best man. He says there's no right at all. It could be fakir to write Ma'isa Be'elu Tzuyim. Kitzur, you have Slava, it's not a proof of anything whether you're doing the right thing, because it's such a meat of a Kodesh Bochum. Even Shizel Aderech, Shiroisi Leila, for Malik Moisa. You want to go this way? We'll let you go. What's going to be in the end? Look at the proof. One of the proofs is from Bilam. Hashem let him go, but he ended up, that was the end of him. You have a guy who's dishonest in his business. He wants to be a millionaire. Hashem lets him be a millionaire, and then he spends the rest of his life in jail. This I heard from Balfe, from the Mashgiach himself. I once told him that I have a problem. There's so many things I want to do, and I don't do them. So we're talking like making a vav. I mean, the chaz are different things. He said, why don't we make a vav and rotzen? So he told me, and rotzen you don't make a vav. And rotzen you have to just want. If you really want it, then this is what he's talking about over here. If you really thought out, and you put all your effort into it, you'll be matzliach. He told me, which was very unusual for him to talk about himself, but he told me that everything he really wanted to be accomplished. So certain things Henry didn't really want to do. But, and it's not, once again, it's not Koichi Yetzir Yodi. That's where he wasn't coming from. He didn't believe in a self-made man, a strong-willed man. He succeeds in life. Nothing to do with his will. He has to do with his Hanhogim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world that if we really show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, honestly, not, yeah, maybe, I would like it. You show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we really want something, we do a maximum. With a mice, with a tefillah, whatever it may be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. I've seen this with many people. This and if it's not happening, there's a simon that you have to do a Derek Abayis a little bit. Check to see if the Rosh is really complete Rosh, the full Rosh. Yeah. Well, sometimes Hashem has Rachmanis on us, and what we want to happen, it doesn't let happen. But there is such a mita. Mita of Del Shad Rosh Lech Malik Mois, and he really wants it. Yeah. I give you a moshul, for example. Somebody close to somebody is sick. So whenever you daven Shmon Esrei, Rafeinu becomes a very powerful source of his tefillah. Before a person has serious financial problems, so you find some place in Shmon Esrei to daven about the finances. He doesn't forget about it. Then you have a guy complaining that he has a desire to do something and it doesn't work out. And he didn't notice that most of the time he doesn't bother talking about it in the Shmon Esrei. So that, Shmon Esrei is one of the indicators of do we really want it, or are we taking it seriously? Because, once again, if we're basing our Rotzen on Stam, but if we're basing our Rotzen on the Emes, and if we know that the Emes of the world is that in order for the Rotzen to come about, we need Hashem to help us out with it, then one of the indicators of a real Emes to Rotzen is, does it become an essential part of my tefillah also? What everyone does, I want to be Baal Chesed. So I look at that. The daven for Rishas Yad Hashemayim to be able to do good things. Yeah. Okay. So that shir. That was it. They also have the right to lay left and leave the right. Many people go through life without really thinking about this. No, a person is more person with aspirations, though. He wants to get a gold medal in the Olympics, or he wants to sell a music album that sells a million copies, or I don't know how they sell them nowadays, a million hits on the site, whatever it is. But that, a person go through life of really, okay, I'm doing my thing, you know, that's good enough. But if you think of this, we all have this powerful tool. If this is a tool of Del Shodan Rosa Leila from Abhi Moisa, so we should be able to take advantage of this. And once again, Rosen doesn't have to be a famous, who knows what. But Rosen to be Yisholem and Avodas Hashem, that is the most powerful thing we have. But we have to think to ourselves, you know, I have certain koyches, let me see my koyches, and develop a stronger real rotzen, how to bring them out more. Not in the quantitative, in the qualitative. For any rotzen of shleimus, all you need is your immediate family. You have enough people around you to become the world's greatest Baal Chesed, or the greatest Baal Beethoven, the Ish Emes, Savlon, it's all there. Once you do that, then you can go out to other people also. You want to start together with other people, however you want to do it, but have a little aspirations. That's the aspirations. Look at the Chazon Ish, just recently died together. Very interesting. In a special school, there's a Bnei Brak to the base floors over there. You daven, I don't know exactly how you do it, but you go down by the Chazon Ish's cabin, and then about 10 rows away from him, there's a shoemaker. You go down by the shoemakers. In my time, when I was younger, had to be a whole chokhmah to figure out where the shoemaker was buried. Now, granted, everything's a little bit more. So that, Stanba, you look for the Stanba, sign up for Stanba. I think the only one that has a sign up there. Stanba. What was the story of the Stanba? Chazon Ish revealed that there's a shoemaker in Tel Aviv, the Stanba, that it was a big makubal and a big tzaddik. And he used to send people to get profits from this Stanba. And, who vented this school? I don't know, but I'm just saying that you see greatness of people doesn't have to be, like I said, starting out changing the whole world. To get a madrega of shleimus and the meila, that gives it the koyach to be mashpia, the toiva, and those around us. Rabbi always used the Chazon Ish as an example for us. He said that today, if you want to be a person who's mashpia, you have all these courses you go to. They teach you speaking techniques and convincing techniques and managing your time techniques. So you can go to 10 different courses how to do it right. Chazon Ish, he couldn't even speak in public. He was shy, and he didn't feel that was his faith. But he recognized his faith was writing. And even his writing, most of his writings, he wrote down for it. And he had his brother-in-law, being the Sadr, Shmuel Greenman, did most of the Svarim that he did. Even though his talent was unbelievable, but so, what did Chazon Ish do? Obviously he had a tremendous lesson to be Mashpil and Teufan Kalal Yisrael. The way he did it, the Mashgir of Old used to say, is he made himself into a Kli Moly. If you're empty, you can be the best speaker and best everything else, and you'll have limited hashpah because people see through you. That's not real. You can get 10,000 people to come to your drushes. When they come home, nothing changes. But if you're a real, genuine person, and the emissary of Derech, which was Chazon Ish was, it was very high madrega of shleimus, and the Mela is all his Kedusha, the Tayyarim, his Chesed, and his Tzivus, and everything. That was Mashpia, such tremendous thing for Yisrael. Come upon, of course of his life, he took on the projects, the big projects outside of his Dalaramas. And the whole concept of Shvita in Eretz Yisrael was the Chazanish. He was a man. A little frail person coming to Eretz Yisrael, he could remain unknown. I remember I got hold of a book once. It was written, I think, originally in German, translated into English, about somebody who had a keshe with a Chazanish. He was a writer. The famous writer, which was probably most of us never even heard of him. He started off through him and then he went to him. So he wrote a few books about his experience in Lithuania, which were not the most positive books of experiences. But the one person he couldn't find anything negative to write about was the Chazanish, which he had a shaykhus to. Eventually left and went to America, I remember he has one line written in this book. He lost contact with Chazanish after he went to America. Somebody who was close to him told me that Chazanish wrote a letter to him when he went to America. It's a letter of chizuk that never made it to him. And he told this person that it's good that letter didn't make it to me because I wouldn't have survived it. He knew that. So he writes the Pecha Dvorim there. You know, he writes the only positive things about Chazanish, but as one comment over there, he doesn't understand. So this Jew, he sits day and night just learning. He's not part of the real world. You know, there's a lot of halachas that you have to know what's going on. And he mentions agricultural halachas. He said, this guy doesn't know what a tree looks like. How's he gonna? And it was so funny to, you know, he never followed up what happened afterward, but Chazanish was so, when he came to the halacha, he was down to earth, because the halacha is something that gave him nicer. He knew all the practical things down to the. That was fun. He wrote in Kiddush HaChodesh. He had the whole thing in Kiddush HaChodesh. He made his own trigonometric tables. And, you know, he could do this anyway, he could do it himself. Today, they do it for you. And he writes, he has a whole bunch of pieces on it with all the complicated mathematics. Hashem gives the person, he wants to, you know, it's a chelkut, so he wants to know the end. Yeah, so you have to shmaize it again. So, you know, I tab in the shul, I'm from Gugon Hills, Queens, which I live about 3 blocks away from Queens College. So, truth is, I don't know how to work out the way, but the shul I tab in, there was a lot of professors in the shul. From professors, Yer Shemayim. It wasn't a big shul. And the Rav was a shul, big time sofer. He was one of the Boichanim in Chachmei Lublin Yeshiv. He learned English by himself from the dictionary. So he sometimes had better English than everybody else. But he was a Mechadish also, because it was funny. He looked at the Latin roots of the word, so sometimes he conjugated himself. It took a while to figure out what he meant. So, anyway, so there was one guy in the shul, his name was I think a math professor, Dr. Kavitsky, I was at Sadiq. Tamachokam, no mamash. Yom Vilayla was learning when he wasn't teaching. So this guy, this person, it's printed, he wrote a book using some type of advanced math. And he went through the Chazanish's Kuntres and he showed how everything fits in perfectly. It was like spherical geometry, I don't know what it was. Anyway, something beyond my thing. That's it. The Rotsan of the Chazanish was to know Torah as best as possible with the Emes. And the Emes is all the factors of the Emes. The Mitzvahs in this world and the Torah itself. Yes, he was an extremely weak person. He, most of his life, he learned laying down. He didn't have courage to sit up. One of his talmidim, he still learned laying down. He wanted to copy his rebbe. Until he was about 80 years old, then he really had to start laying down. But anyway, that's the famous meister with the brain surgery also. He drew a picture. They had a picture. He printed it up. So the brain said it has a brain surgery. It wasn't a chetiv shereb. But somebody told me, whenever I meet some older people that knew my shrek, I get squeezed out of the story. So one told me a very sweet story also. You see also the tzitzkis. This person needed surgery and they came to Chazon Ish Bavrocha. So then Kanvan Tzib was much smaller. He had a line of people, but it wasn't like today. So it was a little bit more personal. So you know the person. So he said, do me a favor, before he goes to surgery, get me the name of the surgeon. He doesn't want to just daven for the chayil. He wants to come for the surgeon, then he should have to say, the Shema in the surgeon. Who thinks of that? You know, cover everything. That's it. Kamavan is another bechina. We say davening every day, which helps also. We have this general thing, even from Villa, which says that the Vaksan is what is good there. But it's a pasuk. We say an Ashrei every day. So in Yirei of Yasin. Shabbos and Mishnah of Yerushim. The first of Yerushimayim, then there's a higher Madrega. He asked me a kasha, which is a good question. If we just said that even the villain he does it, so what's the chiddush of a son of Yasin? It says that Shavuot and Mishnah of Yerushim, they listen to the cry of them. Bring them salvation. They're showing, you might as well do it, but I'm not going to help you out. You're going to get what you want, but they're going to be the results of it, and they're going to hang you. But it's sad, because when he asks for something, if he's a Yerushimayim, then Hashem's going to make sure that it's answered in a way that will be a Yeshua for the person, not just something that will work against the person. So those are two things we could think about. A rutzen within ourselves, a strong rutzen, to make it real. Not think that we can get to 1, 2, 3. It's a lifetime of work. Could be even a rutzen that's for shlemus and 1 meter, whatever it is. But a strong rutzen. And like I said, part of the making the rutzen real is something that we dive in touch on the dads. But we need those both sides. We need the side to have the rutzen, the side of shame, to have the patience that if it's not happening at the speed we want, it doesn't mean anything. Just do what we can, do the right Shabbos. Duchnis, Gashmis, it's a shame, Sefer Shaldov, we'll have Siyat HaShemayim. Alright, some stories again. Huh? No. He was also very talented. His name is Ramagos. Shomtoli Magos. Queen. He has a lot of interesting experience in that show.